today we're going to learn Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph of Masechta Sukkah. We were just discussing what you do in Chutz Laaretz as far as sitting in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and taking Lulav on Shmini Atzeres, because after all, in Chutz Laaretz, we view Shmini Atzeres as Sofek Shvi'i, as if it still might be Hoshana Rabbah. So we're holding at Amar of Yosef on the third line of the page. Amar of Yosef Nekot Rabbi Yochanan Biyadecha, that you should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan not to recite a bracha on Shmini Atzeres of Leishiv Basukah. The Rav Huna Bar Bizna, V'kol Gedolei Adar, Ikalu Basukah B'Shmini Safek Shvi'i, because Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Adar sat in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Mesav Havuyasvi Bruchi Labrichi, and although they sat in Sukkah, they did not recite a bracha of Leishiv Basukah. So you see that they paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, whoa, is that really a raya? V'dilmas Sfirulahu Kamand Yamar, Kivan Sheberach Yom Tov Rishon, Shuvenu Mavarech. Maybe really they hold that in principle Shmini Atzeres does get a bracha, but maybe they hold like the Shita that you only say a bracha on Sukkah on the first day, and that covers you for the rest of Sukkahs. So really on Shmini Safek Shvi'i, it's no different than the other days. They didn't say a bracha Leishiv Sukkah because they were already patur from the bracha they said on the first day, and therefore it's not a raya. That it's not a raya to our case, which is based on the Shita that disagrees and holds that you say a bracha on Sukkah each and every day. So now we still have a safek. If on Shmini, safek Shvi'i, you make a bracha like all the other days, or you don't make a bracha. So the Gemara says, no, Gemiri Dimei Afar Asu. We were Mekabel that this Maisa of Kol Gedolei Adar, when they were in the Sukkah on the Shmini Safek Shvi'i, it was in a place of, where the animals go out to graze throughout the entire Sukkah, and this was their first opportunity at a Sukkah. So it's not possible to say that this is a case where they were relying on a bracha they had made earlier on the Yantif. There was no bracha they made earlier on Yantif. There was no Sukkah earlier in the Yantif. This was their first opportunity at a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And still they didn't say a bracha. So that's the raya that Shmini Safek Shvi'i does not get a bracha. So the Gemara brings another way to be magdir the halacha that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about mitzvah sukkah and Shmini and Safek Shvi'i. It could be that everyone agrees there's no bracha. Keep pligi the mesav. The whole machlokas is whether to sit in sukkah or not. The one that says it's considered like Hoshana Rabbah holds not like Hoshana Rabbah in terms of a bracha, but just like Hoshana Rabbah in terms of that you sit in the sukkah. And the one that says that no, we consider it purely Shmini Atzeres and not Hoshana Rabbah at all would mean that you don't even sit in sukkah. Amar Rav Yosef Nekot Rabbi Yochanan Biyadecha, that you should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, like this Ika de Amri, who holds that you don't even need to sit in the sukkah. Demar de Shmaita Mani, because who is the master of this teaching? Rabbi Yehuda Breider of Shmuel Bar Shilas. It's Rabbi Yehuda Breider of Shmuel Bar Shilas who presents this alternate version. He's the Bala Shmuel that said in the name of Rav that day of Shmini Safek Shvi'i has a din of Shvi'i Linyan Sukkah. And Rabbi Yehuda Breider of Shmuel himself didn't even do that. B'Shmini Safek Shvi'i Levad Misukah Yosef. In Shmini Safek Shvi'i, he himself sat outside of the Sukkah. So V'Hilchsa Mesav Yasvinan Bruch Elam Varchinan. Despite all that, the Gemara says, the halacha really is that we sit in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres and we do not recite a bracha on the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. So once we discuss this issue of Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara discusses the bracha of Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres even in Eretz Yisrael and also on the seventh day of Pesach. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. We recite a bracha of Shechiyanu on the eighth day of Sukkot, Ve'in Omrim Zman B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But we do not recite a bracha of Shechiyanu on the seventh day of Pesach. And the reason for the chiluk is that unlike Shmini Atzeres, which is a regel b'fnei atzmo, it's not part of Sukkot, it's its own independent Yom Tov, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is an inseparable part of the Yom Tov of Pesach, and therefore the Shechiyanu that you say on the first day of Pesach patters the entire Chag. I'll prove to you that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo and that it deserves its own Shechiyanu, because Shmini Atzeres is distinct from the other days of Sukkot in three other ways. B'sukkah, lulav, v'nisa chamayim. Those three mitzvos only apply on Sukkot and do not apply in Shmini Atzeres. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that for all 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, they would be menasech a log of mayim. So you see that Yom Shmini is not distinct from the other days as far as Nisach HaMayim is concerned. Well, Harei Chalek B'Shnei Dvarim, it's still distinct, at least as far as Lulav and Sukkah is concerned, and therefore you see that it's, you still see that it's his man b'fnei atzmo. In fact, the Gemara Yihachi Shvi'i Shal Pesach Nami Harei Chalek B'Achilas Matzah. Well, wait a second, Shvi'i Shal Pesach is also different than earlier on in Pesach, because it's different as far as the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Tamar Mar, Laila B'Shon Achav Mikan V'Eloch Rishos, that only the first night is there a chiyuv to eat matzah. After that, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you don't have a chiyuv to eat matzah. So says Gemara, well, that doesn't prove that the seventh day is an independent Yom Tov. Hachihasha, how can you compare that? Hasam milayla chalak miyomeno chalak. On the seventh day of Pesach, is distinct from the first night of Pesach, but it's not distinct at all from the first day of Pesach. Even on the very first day of Pesach, there's no mitzvah of matzah anymore. Hacha afilu miyom nami chaluk. Over here, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres is different from the first night and day, and really the first 7 nights and days of Sukkot, because there's no mitzvah of Sukkot, there's no mitzvah of Lulav. Ravina amar zeh chaluk mishalafanav, vizeh chaluk mishalafneifanav. The difference is that Shvi Shal Pesach, yeah, is different than maybe the first night of Pesach, but it's not different than the second night, third night, fourth night, fifth night, and sixth night. Whereas Shmini Atzeres is different from all of the preceding nights of Sukkot. So the Gemara brings additional reasons why there's a bracha Shachianu on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, on the eighth day of Sukkot, and why that's different than Shvi'i Shal Pesach. Rav Papa Amar Hachaksiv by Shmini Atzeres, it says by the Karbanos Musaf Par. It says on Shmini Atzeres, you bring a par. Hasam, by all the other days of Sukkot, ksiv parim. You bring multiple parim. Like on Yom Rishon, you bring 13, and it goes down by one each and every day. So the number of karbanos that you should have brought on the eighth day, if it's really part of the Seder of the Yemei HaChag, should have been one less than the previous day. But you see that it's entirely different. It must be that it's an entirely new Yom Tov. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Hacha ksiv bayom. By Shmini Atzeres, it says bayom, without the vav, without an extra vav in the word bayom, to connect it to the Yemei HaChag, Hasam, but by all the other 7 days of Sukkot, ksiv uvayom. It says uvayom hasheni, uvayom hashlishi, v'chule. So that vav tells you that there's a connection between that and the previous days, whereas the eighth day, there's no connection between that and the previous days. Rav Ashi Amar, I'll give you another reason to distinguish. Hacha ksiv by Shmini Atzeres, it says that kamishpat hasam on the seventh day. So kamishpatam, it says kamishpatam. So that linguistic difference tells us that the seventh day is the end of Chag HaSukkos. That's why it says kamishpatam, like the mishpat karbanos of the rest of the days of Chag, where Shmini is a mishpat that's distinct in and of itself, and it's not included with the other days. But Shvi'i Shal Pesach, we don't find any chilek between the language employed describing Shvi'i Shal Pesach and the rest of Pesach. So it's that's why we assume Shvi'i Shal Pesach is just part of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that we say a Shachianu on Shmini Atzeres. Leim Masayele, Haparim Ha'elim Vakvasim. These Karbanos Musaf that you have each of the days of Sukkot, Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. They're ma'akiv each other. If you're missing one of these Karbanos, you don't bring them at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you could bring some of them without the others, because you do see that they go down in number throughout the day. So apparently the Torah is not so makbid on a specific number. So even if... But the Elim and the Kvasim are certainly Ma'akiv even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they have a set number every day. Shnei Elim and Arbaas or Kvasim every single day. So Amalad Chum said back to him, Valo Kulan Mismatin Vaholchan Bashmini. But all the numbers of everything goes down on Shmini Atzeres. You bring only one Ail, only 7 Kvasim. So if there's really such a Svara that as long as the numbers change, you see that we're not so makbid about the numbers, then we should say about the Elim and the Kvasim as well. So Amalad Rabbi Yehuda says back, don't bring me a raya from what happens on Shmini Atzeres, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu. The reason Shmini Atzeres has different numbers is not because we're not makpid about the right numbers of those animals. It's because Shmini Atzeres is its own separate, independent Yom Tov. So you can't learn from Shmini Atzeres to the other Karbanos HaChag. Shekshem sheshivsi mehachag tun karbon, just like the 7 days of Sukkot require their own karbon based on the order that's written in the Torah, vishir, and the shir that the Levium would sing on the Duchan on the days of the Chag, because it's a time of gathering, and we give leket shechapeh maisos ubracha, and it gets its own bracha vilina, and it requires sleeping over in Yerushalayim after you bring karban chagiga af shmini. So do shmini atzeres. Ton karban needs its own karban, the shir, and needs its own shir. It's not part of the shiri hachag ubracha vilina. So, my love, when Rabbi Yehuda says that the 7 days require a bracha in and of itself, and Shmini Atzeres also requires a bracha for itself, doesn't it mean Zman, the bracha of Shechiyanu, and that's therefore Raya Terbi Yochanan that you say a Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres? Says Gemara, lo, that's not necessarily a raya, because maybe we're not talking about Shechiyanu, maybe Birch Samazon with Tefillah. We're talking about its own bracha, is that on the seventh day, on the other 7 days of Yantav, you say Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh and Shmini Atzeres, you say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh in benching and in davening. So, three main points over here. Main point number one, we have two versions of the Machlokas, Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether they agree that you sit in Sukkah, and they argue about whether you say a bracha in Shmini Atzeres, or they agree that there's no bracha, but they argue whether you sit in Sukkah in the first place. And we paskin that you sit, but without a bracha. Main point number two, we say Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, but not on Pesach, because Shmini Atzeres is distinct in three ways, and the distinctions are evident in the pasuk in three ways. We had three different psukim that indicated a distinction between Shmini Atzeres versus Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And then, main point number three, we have machlokas, whether the parim are ma'akvin ze'ezeh. The parim, pari achag, are ma'akvin ze'ezeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't prove it to me from the fact that all the korbanos are mismatin on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini is definitely its own independent Yom Tov. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up from Hachi Nami Mistavra on Daf Mem Zayinam Beis on the top line over there. Be'ez Hashem, that's what we will do next time on Daf Mem Zayinam Beis.